Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. 7:54 FM Talk 106.5. And time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato. Brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS for all your fish-finding technology. HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. And the man of the hour, Captain Bobby, good morning.
Good morning and happy birthday to you, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Captain Bobby. I tell you what, here's what I want for a birthday present is you to have rounded up some speckled trout for me to chase this weekend.
Well, you got a good birthday present coming, my friend, because it's been phenomenal. I mean, phenomenal. I was really worried, you know, after that moon we were going to have, you know, kind of a valley. And, dude, it's just been great. We've had such great weather, versus what we were getting a couple weeks ago. The weather's just been perfect, man. We've been having these light east winds, and as you well know, that keeps the water really clear and gives you the option to fish where you need to be fishing instead of where you have to be fishing or where you're forced to fish. So, man, it's really kind of let us show off the fishery that we have, you know. And, man, I tell you, it's been one of those weeks. It's one for the books, that's for sure. And some of it's actually up there on the Facebook. We've been catching trout, reds, and I'm on a great trout trip this morning. I got hired today to teach my new buddy Don Dumas how to fish this area, and he's kicking my butt. So the teacher's getting whipped pretty bad today, you know. But anyway, it's been great, and there's no reason it shouldn't be great all the way through the weekend. The bite's been good all through the sound. The water's been calm enough, been able to get out and fish some of the structure out in the sound. Water's real clear. Fortunately, it hadn't been real toothy. As you well know, too, this time of year, sometimes that structure will get toothy when they start shrimping in the bay, but it hasn't happened so far, so it's given us the opportunity to get out and fish structure with slip corks and live bait. A couple of the mornings gotten on the inside and popping cork fish with both voodoos and shrimp and done really well. We even threw a little top water this morning and caught some fish early this morning on top water. So it's a lot of things you can do right now to catch some fish.
Yeah, you know, you're describing situation clear water. Those east winds often set up great, not only for the sound, but for the gas platforms in the bay. What would you suggest to people, incoming or outgoing tide? Is it is there one your preference more than the other?
Well, fortunately, it's been good enough. It hasn't really mattered, you know. So it doesn't really matter. But, you know, if you're going to fish like the structure you're talking about in the form of rigs or wrecks, moving water is way more important when you're doing that kind of thing. So I don't really care which way it's moving, but if I'm going to do that structure fishing, I want moving water. So that's going to be a key, you know, if you get out to do that, you know, versus like what we're doing today, fishing shallow grass with popping corks and letting the wind blow us, you're able to move your bait that way rather than having to rely on a tidal current to move it. So that's kind of what I do when I get into weaker tides or like this morning, we got a pretty good east wind blowing and I'm taking advantage of it, just letting us drift. So the long answer to your question, short answer to your question is, it doesn't matter as long as there's some movement.
All right. Bait, pretty easy to find. Has it been tough? What's the situation?
Well, they got plenty of it, but obviously with the holiday week, there's a lot of pressure on the shops. And so, you know, I would call or plan on getting there early if you want to get some, or start out with artificial bait and try and catch them when you come back in, when they come back in a little later in the morning and get your bait. But it's not that they're not catching it. It's just there's so many people fishing right now between the snapper fishing, of course, which was open all week, and the trout fishing. They're getting a lot of pressure. So, you know, you can get it, but you better either be there early or get it the night before or wait till they come back in, you know, with the second load of the day.
All right, Captain Bobby, I'll see you down there this weekend. Remind folks they want to get a trip booked with you how they do it.
Just go to ateamfishing.com. And by the way, we redid the website. If you get a chance to check it out, it really, really, really looks good. The same website, name, but a brand new website.
I can't wait to check it out, Captain Bobby, and I'll see you soon, man.
Okay, old buddy. Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you. It's the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And Macklin and the gang at HMS Marine Electronics, online at HMSMarineElectronics.com.